Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
And we're having some fun today, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we are.
We're smack dab in the middle of summer.
Smack dab in the middle of something.
I'm in the middle of summer. What are you in the middle of?
Something.
Stuck in the something with
Stuck
you.
Stuck in the middle with you.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Steelers Wheel.
Is that who that is? It's got to be Canadian.
It could be.
Sounds like a
I'm
Canadian
not sure
thing.
That Steelers
is bread Canadian.
Is what
bread? They might as well be
bread Canadian.
Marcus Welby.
Marcus Welby. He's Canadian.
It wasn't, no. We. Yeah. I was going to say we were off topic, but we haven't even gotten on topic.
Not yet. What's been going on the past week with you, Big JD?
Oh, just stuff. Trying to take care of loose ends and organize and all that kind of stuff.
Because what, you're moving on up or moving away?
No, not doing anything.
Oh.
Just setting things up here and there. You know, all the little things that are going on day to day kind of stuff.
Your day to day is not the average day to day thing, I think.
No, I guess it isn't. It's a jam packed day to day, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, that's obviously
self-inflicted. I know.
Yeah, it's something only you can get yourself into yourself.
That's right, but you can't get back out of it. That seems to be the problem. Well, and I'd love to get out of everything.
Well, after you put yourself into it, you want to get out of it.
Well, yeah, when you find that how jam-packed and crazy it all is. But it's all good. I dig it all.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
And what about you? You just saw a cool concert that I wanted to see.
Blues Fest Mania. Yeah. Three nights in a row.
We were just talking about that on the Jeff and Lana show.
Talking about what?
The Blues Fest.
Oh, the Blues
because
Fest.
Because a new show just got dropped today, but the Blues Fest had Frank Marino there on the... Was it on the weekend? Yeah, on the weekend.
Friday night.
Yeah, we're at the end of a weekend here.
Yeah, the guy who doesn't know what day of the week it is.
No, way too busy for that.
Yeah, Frank Marino backed up Rick Derringer on Friday night.
Derringer played last?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, you say that, and it was weird, because when Frank Marino was playing, the place was pretty packed. And then after Frank was done, it all kind of...
Well, I also heard that Derringer was crying about the fact that he's done more than played with Johnny Winter and whoever, and, you know, or Edgar, however it went. But you know what I mean? I was in a band that did Hang On Sloopy or whatever too, you know? Yeah. Okay.
And they played the,
let's get Frank back.
They played the 12-minute version of Hang On Sloopy.
Ooh, wonderful. There's a 12-minute bathroom break right there.
Well, you didn't have to take 12 minutes cause they have the bathroom situation pretty well worked out there, but
they give you a diaper at the door.
Diaper at the door. You don't have to move.
I dig Derringer. Don't get me wrong, but I think just, nowadays it's a lot different than what he was.
Well, he did a three-piece thing.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
And
Frank was three, wasn't he? Did he have anybody else playing? A guitar player?
Nope. Just
nice.
Him.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of three-piece. Rick Derringer.
Did you get any video? I asked you, but
no
I never
video.
Got it. Oh, okay.
No video. I mean, when you're that close, it's just going to be...
But he's got pictures of him and Frank, so that's cool.
Yeah. So Derringer was a three-piece. Frank was a three-piece, and Dave Wilcox last night was a three-piece as well.
Wow. Everybody's going three-piece.
Yeah,
after Wicked Angel, and everybody wants to be a three-piece.
Yeah, you guys were the starting... Well, maybe Rush might have started it before you, but...
I don't know.
But...
I think we started before them, actually. But we put out our first record later.
Maybe.
I'm just kidding. Triumph.
Triumph is another great Canadian trio.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say something about Frank, or no, Rick Derringer. That was a spiel they had. They each had a spiel. So Rick would say something about the bass player, how good he was, who he played with, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said something about the drummer, who he played with, and la-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then the bass player, or was it the drummer? I forget who introduced Rickard, like, you know, introduced him, what am I saying? But, you know, mention each person in the band. And it was like a practice spiel, and it was the drummer. Now that I think about it, the drummer said his spiel on what Rick Derringer had done. It was like a long thing.
Yeah.
Like, get all on rehearsed with the freaking music, man. Yeah, obviously it was rehearsed. It was long, and, you know, it's like he's reading credits from a movie or something.
I don't think anybody really cares what he does. Same with Marino. I mean, nobody probably cares what's going on now. They want to hear, you know, whatever, Dragonfly and... If you're, whatever tunes from
if you're a Marino fan, you just want him to rock.
Did he play the world anthem?
Yes, he did.
I would have liked to see that show, man. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Guaranteed he'll be back in town.
Yeah, I hope so. Because I was saying on the other show I was doing that you don't hear Frank Marino coming around very much anymore. I mean, not in a long time now.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
He plays it all very much.
He knew the dude who ran the Canada Tavern and then... Diamonds is, and he's played at both of those places.
Right.
I guess they were awesome shows. I was either working afternoons or something happened.
You mentioned that to me before, I think.
Yeah.
Put him playing there.
And like, I know people who go to, like, he plays more than one show and people will go, like,
to all of them or whatever.
Yeah. If you play in the States and you just go see everyone, because he doesn't, every show is not the same with him. And the way he plays, it's just like, he's so innovative. It's like, where does he get the idea for to go from there to there? It's like,
whoa. He's gifted for sure. And a lot of people don't really care for his singing, but I dig it. I think he sings great.
Yeah, he doesn't have a Robert Plant when he was 25 voice.
No, not necessarily, but he's still, as I think that everybody has, what would you call it? Not an innovative, their own, you know?
Yeah. Great rock singing.
Yeah. And he sings a lot with what he plays sometimes, with the leads and stuff, you know?
Yeah, so he...
Kind of neat, too.
Very neat.
Kind of a Hendrix-y sort of thing. He takes after Hendrix a lot.
I think a lot.
He models himself after Hendrix.
And that last night, that Anna Popovich chick, she had a lot of... she wore her influences on her sleeve. She had... She played a Strat through a Marshall. Had a lot of the Stevie Ray kind of behind the beat, slurry kind of shuffle sort of thing going on. But at the same time, she had, when she was playing leads and stuff, she was, you could tell she was influenced by Hendrix. And when she sang some of the other of her other tunes, you could tell that she was influenced by Janis Joplin. She had a Joplin-esque type of delivery of her vocals.
Yeah. I noticed that from watching some of the YouTube videos.
So I think there's been at least one or two acts at every Blues Fest that we've been doing this that I know you'd like to have seen. How come you don't fly down there?
I don't know, because I don't fly. I never seem to have the time. I got so much going on. It's not even funny. Constantly. Without 2 seconds to get away for anything. But you know what? Wasn't it last year that Free played?
No.
I mean, Paul Rogers?
Oh, no, not.
Or the year before. It was last year, I think, if I'm not mistaken. No, it had to be the year before because I was still riding, I think, was I riding my bike or not, but.
It wasn't last year, but.
It was either last year or the year before.
Might have been the year before.
Yeah, it must have been, I guess. Was last year the one that I, last year I did the interview with Boomer. So it must have been the one before, maybe, but.
Yep.
That was something I would have liked to see as well. I drove by there, actually, and heard him, and I'm like, what the? Because I knew that was Paul Rogers.
Yep. No mistaking him. The singer in my band, he had a pretty good weekend, too. He he got a room for free at the casino, which is right across the street. And Ringo Starr was playing on Friday night. So he went and saw Ringo Starr, came out, went down to the riverfront. Rick Derringer was playing, saw him. Went back to his room, woke up yesterday, went down there and enjoyed the Blues Fest last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going golfing. So he's digging the weekend. He's having nothing but fun.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, It's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Here we are in the newsroom.
And the weather is fine over here.
Is it any different in the newsroom? Or were you segueing into giving us the weather?
No, no weather report here. Because there's people in Australia listening to this.
Australia? Speaking of Australia, you know that the water drains clockwise in their tub?
I heard,
as opposed to ours?
I heard that's a myth or a rumor.
No, it's not a rumor.
Or a wives' tale.
No, the two different parts of the hemisphere are different and things are backwards.
Tale. I heard that's a wives' tale.
Well, no, it's not a wives' tale, though. It's real. That's for real.
Okay.
Well, I could probably call somebody in Australia right now. Easy enough on Skype.
You could.
Look up the location, dial them up. I did that when I first got Skype. I dialed somebody from England or somewhere just to say, hey, I just want to check this thing out. And they talked to me. It's funny.
Why not?
Yeah.
You can't harm them from this far away. But I heard, I thought the exact same thing for years and years and years. And then just recently, I remember talking to somebody who went to Australia and said, it's the manufacturer of the toilet. The toilet can go any way you want it to go. It can flow down.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, but that's the toilet's a little bit different. The toilet, depending on how maybe it's made, that water can come out a certain way or whatever. But I'm talking the tub, natural draining.
Natural draining will go
a certain way, depending on the way, you know, gravity and whatever it is around the in your hemisphere. That's a known fact.
I thought it was a known fact too. I thought it was common knowledge.
I think we'll look that up at some point. What have you got for us?
I'm looking at news this morning, and if the top hit on a lot of these sites is Angelina Jolie's gave birth to her twins.
Moving on.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the heck? That's not friggin' news.
How about mental activity that it may affect autism-linked genes? Mental activity. So research now suggests that some cases of autism arise from defects in genes that can be turned on or off by mental activity. A finding that sheds light on the devastating condition and might eventually lead to strategies to treat it. That's kind of neat.
I don't get it. So the parents, it's the parents who have the mental activities?
No, I think mental activities in general. A study done by a large international team reported in the journal Science adds to growing evidence that autism may result from a problem in the immediate... In the immensely complicated process by which some networks of brain cells expand and many others die in the first few years of birth. And it goes on to talk about mental activity playing a part in making changes. Genes implicated in our study are ones that interact with the environment and are involved in how the brain converts what it sees from the environment. So mental activity, doing things, I guess. Discovery of some autism genes are also experience genes. So I don't know if that's, I don't think it... I think it's just help for autism, basically, by...
mental activity.
Mental activity of sorts that interacts with your brain.
Gotcha. Any other news on your end?
I don't think so.
I guess Israel, peace is closer than ever.
I don't think so.
You don't think that's going to happen now, do I?
No, we got to have another war.
Well, that war will be the war to end all
the wars. The mother of all wars.
I think when, if it was all said and done, like the Jews just don't belong there. I mean, obviously it's their land, but...
Whoa. The phones are going to start ringing anytime. The Jews don't belong there.
I mean, they're
German.
No. I agree with the fact they should be there, but I'm just saying, as far as what else is going on in the area, you plop down somebody and say, "Everybody, move out. We're here." It just seems like a
recipe. They own it.
Whatever. It just seems like a recipe. A recipe for
disaster.
For disaster.
It is, absolutely.
A long-term disaster. Craziness. Yeah. It's been going on for thousands of years, and...
There's always a solution of some kind, that... There's land everywhere.
Sure. But Who was the dude?
So-and-so has to say it's theirs, and so-and-so has to say it's not theirs, and, right. you know, but who's to really say, I suppose, sort of. But nobody wants to give any leeway to the other as either, so.
Right. I mean, well, I guess, what's his name there? Olmart is, Israel's releasing a bunch of.
Isn't that a new store?
Olmart.
Olmart.
M-E-R-T.
Look at the prices go, let's go to Walmart.
they're releasing some Palestinian prisoners.
Oh, yeah? Yes. Why?
The show is a sign of...
Okay.
Cooperation, I guess.
And at the big release party, the Jews will get massacred. And then that starts the ball rolling again. Is the angle of the microphone by choice today? Because, I mean, you have it in one spot and you have to look this way. So I didn't think that you were actually... consciously doing it today or not?
I'm consciously doing this.
You're consciously
I'm like this 45 degree angle. That's what I usually work on, like this.
Yeah, I pretty much go for the straight on.
I know you do.
Head onism.
It's head onism. Good one.
And then that's what our show's on today, isn't it?
Did you just make that up?
Hedonism. No, I didn't make it up.
Okay. The head onism.
Yeah. Well, of course I didn't make it up. That's the big naked thing.
That's hedonism.
Yeah, same thing. Isn't it spelled
H-E-D? H-E-D, yes.
Hadeism. That's a religious thing.
Head is H-E-A-D, though.
I don't know. But we could all use some fun. Uh-oh. No. Let me finish here. Goes out to a rock and roll concert and
he's
stuck on the sex, drugs, and rock and roll show.
Hey, boy.
But the show today is all about fun. And I think that fun means different things to different people. Because what's fun for one person may not be fun for another.
Absolutely.
One person might just like to lie around on the beach and just think that this is fun. I'm having a fun day today. I'm going to lay on the beach all day. Or somebody else is like, I'm going fishing. I'm having fun all day. I'm going fishing and boating. Somebody else is getting the gang together. We're going golfing.
There we go.
Fun day.
Now we're talking.
You know, but I'm just saying like many different things.
That's right.
We're going to the go-kart track today and then we're going to the carnival and we're going to have a fun day. It's different for everybody and probably different for people of different ages.
Different ages, different sexes.
But I think the whole thing boils down, as my cousin Frank would say, that particular activities are fun activities. As long as it's pretty much not a work activity, I'd say.
Right. It may not be fun for everybody, but it's not.
But it is. It's categorized under fun. So it may not be fun for somebody. But then again, there are probably a lot of things that are fun to one person that somebody else may not have tried. Like, you know, I've never gone bungee jumping or I've never gone horseback riding or I've never, you know, I'm not saying I haven't, but I mean, somebody might say, you know, I go golfing or I go just to the beach, but I've never done this or that.
Or the other thing.
What's the other thing?
Right. Something fun.
So I thought we'd talk about some different fun activities and maybe a little more about the, you know, the kind of behind the scenes of what these fun activities are, why they're fun, what makes something a fun activity, fun things to do, vacationing, fun things to do on vacations.
But some people think that work, depending on what kind of job they have, that it's fun.
Maybe a first day. Well, I started a job at such and such and we do this and this and it's really cool. I like it. And, you know, and about a week later, it's like, man, I want to quit this job. Exactly. Some things are, you know.
Yes.
But I wonder if the guys that have been in a plant or something for 30 years, is it really fun for them? I mean, it's social and it's, you know, probably their jobs are easy and whatnot, but is it fun or do they do something else that's fun?
I think they do something else that's fun. 30 years on the same job. I can't imagine their job.
Well, not necessarily the same job. Same place maybe, but I mean, they have an easy job.
You're talking about like janitors at Chrysler's.
I guess they might. Yeah. Would they say it's fun? No, I don't think they'd say it's fun. No. It's easy. It's boring, but I don't think it's fun.
I don't know if it's boring. I know the leader of janitors.
Well, when you don't do anything all day.
Right.
That can get boring, no? Not for me, it wouldn't, honestly.
It depends what you do with your spare time.
Well, no, but I'm okay with nothing to do. Because there's always something to do. I don't just do absolutely nothing. I mean, if there was nothing to do, I mean, you have tunes on or something, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't do anything when there's no work to be done or something. They just sit there and they can't stand it. You know what I mean? But there's always something.
There's always something, yes.
You know, hang around, talk to people, do whatever, hide and sit in the toilet and read magazines and listen to tunes and, you know, all kinds of different things.
I'm having some fun now.
Yeah. Is sitting on the toilet reading a magazine fun?
For you, I know it is.
I'd say so, yeah.
It's something that you, I don't know, you'd say that's fun. It's just something that's, I'm going to feel better when I'm off. And while I'm doing it, I'm going to be reading and it's kind of
I'm
going like,
to be surfing the net. I'm going to be listening to tunes. I'm going to be watching a movie on the iPod. It's like a...
You take your thing...
I take everything in there.
No, no, seriously.
Everything. Everything in the bathroom.
You take your laptop into the bathroom with
constantly. Yeah. I'd just leave one in there. I told Lana before when she had her iBook that, you know, when we're done with it, why don't we just leave that in the bathroom and... So we have, you know, surf the net and check the news, whatever, and the weather and who knows what when you're in the bathroom. It's like a magazine. The modern day magazine is the laptop in the bathroom. But then again, with the moisture from showering and all that stuff kind of stuff, I don't think you'd, you know, you could put it under the sink or something like that, I guess, you know, in the cupboard. But I don't know that you'd want to leave it in there. Maybe with a second bathroom where you don't actually use for showering and that sort of thing. And but...
Yeah, that's not a good idea to put electronic stuff like that.
What if it's a spare one? But we ended up selling it, of course, and it's working great for my cousin.
The iBook.
The iBook, yep. Still digging it after years.
Of course.
I think we had it for, what, a few, 3-4 years or something like that? Now she's had it for a couple years, and it's still going strong. She really likes it.
Of course.
She digs it, so.
I've been noticing just some things on here, just... Taking a little, especially video. Videos.
Yeah, my video is always choppy. You know that? This thing was the state of the art thing, and I'd never noticed it was choppy. And why is it choppy now? When I watch a video online, any video pretty much,
yeah,
it's choppy.
Yeah,
same even once this. It loads.
Yep.
Like, why is that now?
There's like something.
They've done something to everything.
I know.
Apple's got in on it.
You have to get.
So you got
to
add this little, piece of code that makes everything choppy. It's the new standard.
You won't be able to stand it.
H.264H, and the H stands for hidden. So, fun things. Mobile computing is fun because you can do fun things all over the place. I have a list of fun things that we can talk about.
And I know you want to think of more fun things. You're the guy who's going to say, I'm going to try to say as many fun things
in this
show.
I have a list, and I want to go down the list of fun things, but... That's just part of the show, of
what's
course.
Fun for you?
Go-karting.
That is a ton of fun. I can't imagine anybody who thinks that go-karting is not fun. Like, that's not work. It's not, you know, I suppose there's a little bit of safety.
Women, girls, maybe. They might not care for go-karting. But I think they have that built up in their mind, or that it's a guy thing, you know, or a kid's thing. And so they don't even try it. But if they did, they'd be laughing every lap of the track.
Yeah, well, it depends on the go-karts. There's some go-kart tracks that are just like dirt. Like, these things are bad.
Well, that's true. But I mean, when you get a little group there or something and everybody's driving together and you're having a good time, fun, racing around the track and, you know, trying to beat your buddy kind of thing or whatever. I mean, it can be fun no matter what. But yeah, there are differences. I used to dig the old wide open go-karts, and now they usually have bodies on them.
Wide open?
Yeah, the go-karts that didn't have bodies on them.
Oh,
they were just a little flat frame. Remember those? The really cool ones.
The chassis-less.
Yeah, yeah. And now they seem to put, you know, car frames on most of them, depending on where you are. I know in our area. But they're pretty quick. We have a decent track here in the city near the airport, and it does like 45 miles an hour, the carts. It's pretty good.
Where is that at?
We're actually going probably next weekend. So if you want to go, bring the kids. We're bringing our little nephew.
Where's the track at?
The track is... by the airport. Right by the airport. They've had track there for years. I go once in a while.
45 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's what they claim. But I've been on them, and they're pretty quick. But they have bodies on them. I don't care so much
about
the body.
They all have bodies. That's a safety thing.
Yeah.
Can't get around that.
But go-karting is definitely fun, and if anybody has not tried go-karting, I'd suggest you go. It can be a lot of fun. Just like the bumper cars at the carnivals, I think those are fun. And people that haven't tried those, they should. You just laugh while you're doing it.
Yes, it's this very silly activity. Whereas go-karts, that's just a blast.
Silly is fun, though. So, bungee jumping, that could be fun for a lot of people, or thrill seekers. I've never bungee jumped. Would you?
No, I won't do that.
Yeah.
I know someone who has done that, and I've heard of other people who've done it. And here's the deal. When you bungee jump, they tie it to your legs, right?
Right, right. And it pulls.
And when you get that first, pardon me, that first release of your gravity pulling thing, it screws up your spine.
Sure.
It's good that your body is hanging.
It's an elastic, but you got to realize that there's still an impact there when you stop to when you come back.
That's right. When all your bones and everything is stopped moving down, that's when your body's going.
Yeah. Your feet end is going to stop before your head part is. There's going to be a pull there.
There's going to be some reaction to that. That's not fun.
No, I wouldn't think so, but I will never know.
I will never know either. I will not do that. Oh. Whereas I would think of doing where you dive off cliffs.
Cliff diving.
Yeah.
Into the water, maybe? Impact on your head and flatten it out.
With the parachute thing.
Skydiving? Is that skydiving?
No, I'm thinking off cliffs and stuff. There's a name.
Yeah, kite. The kite thing? Paragliding?
No, something? It's a parachute. You got a parachute and you jump off a cliff.
And they're the ones, though, that you can steer? They're kind of squarish?
No,
those ones?
It's a regular parachute.
So okay.
It's
so you jump out of a plane then, basically?
No, you jump off a cliff.
Okay. Would you jump out of a plane?
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Wow.
That seems.
I'll film it. I wouldn't do it.
Well, no, you won't even get on a plane.
No. I won't even look at one anymore. Not even the plane that you do the wood with. Or a saw. See?
Saw.
Horseback riding. Isn't that a fun activity? I think it's cool.
I love it.
I haven't gone for a long, long time, and I'd love to go. Next weekend, I'm in. Horseback riding and go-karting.
That's something that I even doesn't matter what kind of shape I'm in. I always am sore the next day.
Yeah, that's another impact thing on the spine, kind of. You know what I mean? You're bouncing with a horse and he's whacking your bottom.
Right. You got to get used to the posting thing, you know, when you start galloping.
Usually it's that little leather thing you get your bottom whack with, but now it's a horse's saddle and it's a big difference.
Well, yeah, both leather, but
right,
one's slapping you really good.
But the horse doesn't have a zippered leather mask on.
No, no, that's fun.
Right.
The leather masked person slapping with a whip.
Mountain biking?
Mountain biking.
Downhill.
Downhill mountain bike. One of the most funnest thing I've ever done in my life.
Another thing with a little impact, and you want to sometimes be careful, and one of the things to keep in mind usually is the way you work and interact with the seat again. You know, downhill mountain biking, it can be... you get yourself whacked in the bottom and some other parts and
it's
stuff like that.
So
you
got to
keep up above that. Shoulders too, sure.
You're down all the time. It seems like your whole upper body takes all the brunt of the impact.
That's when having some decent shocks help on your bicycle.
Oh, positively, yeah.
And same with the rear shocks for downhill, but you want to tend to stay off your seat in a lot of those cases.
Exactly. You're standing up for the most part.
Skiing.
Another one of my all-time favorite fun things. It's the gravity going down.
Have you skied since your...
I haven't skied since my ski surgery. Injury. I'm going this winter for sure.
Yeah?
Yep. I think I'm good to go.
Cool.
How about you? Have you ever skied before?
I've skied, yeah. Skied a fair amount of times. Not a lot. And while I don't mind it, I don't care that much for winter sports.
How come? You just don't like to be outside?
I don't know. The cold and have to get all dressed up and freeze and... Plus, sometimes the length of time it takes before you actually are going down a hill, you know, it's a whole thing and a rigmarole back up and freeze all the way up and then come back down again. Two seconds down, 1 hour going up. Not quite like that, but I mean,
yeah, you're.
I'm not so. I like the summer stuff.
Sure.
If I go away mountain biking and you know do summer things outdoors, et cetera, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I think the pictures are always better and there's more to do usually and that kind of thing. And
the pictures are always better.
Yeah,
what does that
picture
mean?
Video freak, and sometimes in the winter there's not as much, or at a necessarily depending on where you are, I suppose. If you're out in the middle of nowhere and taking some really cool video and pictures, it'd be kind of neat for winter. But
it is.
Or if I suppose if I did some more things like this skidooing and all that kind of stuff, but I'm just not big on the cold sports as much as you know the summertime. I don't mind it occasionally maybe, but. What else is there? Rollerblading. Rollerblading can be a fun activity.
I've never done it.
No?
No. Do you have rollerblades?
I was an avid rollerblader until my surgery and still can't rollerblade right now.
How come?
Because of the risk of injury right now.
Oh, it's the risk.
Yeah. But I love rollerblading. Yeah, I used to go every day.
What if you fell on your shoulder? What would happen? Besides the pain.
I take the chance of it dislocating again, possibly, because it's not 100%. And the fact that depending on how I was to fall on my shoulder, you know, you don't really know how you're going to react during a fall.
No.
And what way you're going to put your arm or how you're going to, you know what I mean? So it's not the same. I mean, you put elbow pads, wrist pads, all that kind of stuff, but that doesn't change anything as far as how you're going to react and put that arm to brace yourself or hold, you know what I mean?
Positively.
Concerts. Concerts are fun.
That can be just as risky as rollerblading.
Yeah, I suppose it could be. There, I turned down a couple concerts right in the beginning of my surgery because of the amount of people and that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Pushing, shoving, especially if you got good seats
or
down
no
on the
seats.
Main floor or something. Yeah. Or yeah, because of the crowd kind of thing and everything. Just that would have been difficult. But concerts can be fun.
For sure. What we were just talking about last night, Kim thinks she heard that Alice Cooper's going to be playing at the, Michigan State fair again.
Okay, yeah.
He plays there every...
Yeah, I remember you went... Well, you went to the last one, right?
I did. Was there? My family did.
Okay, right.
So would you be interested in going to that?
I think so, yeah.
It's $10 to get in.
I'd like to see that.
Usually. It's like
let me know about that.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to let you know about that one. And we'll have fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Let's see, what else is there? Parties? House parties? Any kind of parties?
Some people are party people, and some people are not. Some people just don't like this intimate, close social interaction.
Right.
They don't know how to...
Or other things. The smoke might be great for some people if they're smoking, or the fact that other people are drinking, or the way maybe some people get. Or like you say, just the crowds, the social aspect of having to be, you know, so close to so many people.
Yeah, it's in a situation that you don't have a lot of control over the situation. People are coming at you from all different...
It depends what it is, I guess, too. I mean, if it's your birthday party, that can be a fun thing. That's or a party for or something, you know, something in particular. People you know. And
when's the last party you went to?
Oh, geez. The last party that I went to. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I've been to many, many parties.
I'm
and
sure you have.
You know, I've done some things that I think in my life that I've done so much of almost doesn't interest me or bother me to do ever again because I've done enough for like 1,000 people.
Yeah, I understand.
Doesn't, you know what I mean? I don't think anything of it anymore as much as I know it's cool and had fun doing it and would still. But if I don't, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of funny, actually. I think it's actually odd that I even think that way, but I do. Or if I don't go to a club or I don't go see, you know what I mean? I don't think anything of it. Some things I think, well, that'd be cool. I like to see that. You know what I mean? But just the, I don't know, man. I've had my share of so many things that it's, you know, if I go, I go. If I don't, you know what I mean? It's kind of, I look at it even and think it's a little bit odd, but driving. Is driving fun? Not driving a golf ball. We're getting there. Just take it easy. driving your car. Going out for a drive. Go for a drive for ice cream. Go for a drive for coffee. Just go for a Sunday drive.
I love driving.
Myself. Do you ever go out just for drive? Say, let's just go for a ride somewhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We got lots of places.
Kids too? Do the kids go with you just for a drive?
I don't think they're into that so much now. Since my kid's almost 16 years old, he wants to be driving. He wants to be behind the wheel.
16?
He's going to be 16 in January.
Has he been driving now? You take him out?
No, I haven't taken
him out.
Wow. Okay, well, here's the deal. Now that once you pass your written test, for us, you could... You could go get your driver's license the very next day.
Yeah, they have the...
They got to wait
new
a year.
To go through.
You got to drive with that beginner license for
right,
a year.
Right, with somebody in the car with you and not between certain time,
hours
darkness.
Of the day, not on the 400 series highways and all that stuff.
My dad started taking me out driving, me in the driver's seat, when I was probably 12. Before that, he'd let me steer, take me out to the mall on Sundays, take me out to... I remember as a kid going out to Q Street and all that before everything was built up there and Fords and all that stuff. And he'd take me out driving there. I'd steer when I was a little kid, you know what I mean? Let me do that all the time. But when I was actually driving myself, standard vehicle, we had a little Toyota Corolla. And he'd take me out since I was no later than 12 years old. And I was driving all the time, every weekend for sure. guaranteed.
That's cool.
Every Sunday, absolutely. And usually on Saturdays. And so, you know, like, especially Sundays when the malls are closed and stuff like that, you take me out driving, and I was driving forever. And then they let me write my beginners before I was 16 in the 2 weeks prior.
Really?
To go for, or what was it? Sorry.
Driver's Ed.
Driver's Ed, the 2 weeks before, so that when I turned 16, I'd get my license like right away. And I got it right away, yeah. Everything was immediate. And back then, like you say, we got that stuff right away. There was no waiting time really for, you know, you get your beginners, and it was a certain amount of time, wasn't it, that we still had to wait before we got our, well, you get your beginners. What happens with your, how's that work? I don't remember. You get your beginners and there's got to be isn't there like a, if I'm not mistaken, you get your beginners mm-hmm. when you write your test.
Right.
And I think that you have to wait 2 weeks before you get your something. There was a waiting period. There's a reason for the beginners. And I think there was some kind of a short time where you could, you know, or they make you wait at least 2 weeks before you could take your driven test or something.
You had to book the test.
Right.
So,
but I think it was a minimum time or something before. Like, I don't think that you could just be handed your beginners and say, I just want to take the driving test now.
No, you can't.
I don't think you could do that. There was a reason why 2 weeks after my 16th birthday, I had my license.
Okay. So there might've been a 2 week.
Something. Yeah. I think there was something.
Yeah.
They'll book it like 2 weeks in advance, no matter what, first, like, you know, something. I can't remember what that was, but that was a long time ago. It
wasn't that long. I mean, 2 weeks. I mean, how good can you get as a driver in 2 weeks?
I don't know. I'd been driving for years
exactly,
by then.
Exactly. Me too.
So I don't know.
My dad never took me. I just stole his van in the middle of the night.
Ooh. And now we get a call from the police.
Maybe.
I'm looking for you for years. So driving can be a fun activity. And I think it can be a great act. Like, I mean, for kids that are just starting out, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, of course.
You might not be fun for the parents.
I mean, as far as worrying goes?
Well, worrying, yeah. And, you know, wanting to take out the cars all the time and that kind of thing. It's going to be a whole new thing for you, I think. It's a whole new era.
I want to know where I can take Jonas to go driving. Where can I take him to, like, somewhere that's like
On a Sunday. Well, now usually the malls are open, but you know what a great place is where I start taking Lana again to, because she's got to drive my stick going to Europe. She hasn't driven a stick since she had her old 88 YJ. Behind the mall are those streets back there with all the, not all the way down to Provincial where Fabco is, but I mean, back in there are all those, the trucking businesses and that kind of stuff. And they have even the trucking ramps so that you can practice, being on a hill with a stick shift and then all the roads back in there. And there's nothing goes on Sunday in there. So like it's a great place to go.
Marentette, you're thinking, is that what you're thinking?
Like, yeah, I think that's, yeah, back behind, behind the mall there. And also, probably out on the Q Street area and everything where the big, some of those big factories are, and Hawthorne and all that stuff on a Sunday. There's not much goes on out there, and swap drivers and take them out on the, you know, get used to things. That's pretty good. Cause nowadays I think everything's open on Sunday. So it's not, the mall's not as unbusy as it was.
Exactly.
Golf.
What about
golf? Is golfing fun?
It sucks.
Why is it so much fun? I don't see that aspect of it, but I don't know, you know. But well, most people do, I think.
I don't know. Most people, I think, like my wife, she's not interested in golf.
Golfers like it. They seem to like it.
Yep. Is it fun in the amusement park sense of fun? No, I don't think it
is. I think it isn't. I would seem to think that it's the camaraderie fun a part of it. Well, it's also a game. But yes. I mean, hanging out, the guys.
Hanging out with the guys. And you're in a, I'm an appreciator of nature and the beauty, you know, blue skies.
Being, outside on a decent day. Yeah.
And usually a golf course is serene and there's nobody, you know, there's people there.
They're nice looking places.
Nice looking places.
The green is green.
It's green. It's
blue sky. I love the golf cart thing. That's what I would dig.
I like walking, honestly.
I'd just go for the fun one day to dress up in an old 40s golf setup and drive some balls.
Yeah, you get your knickers on.
Does that
on?
Sound gay?
I don't know.
My knickers in a bunch.
You probably want it to sound gay.
Stop that. But yeah, golfing, I guess, is it's fun for a lot of people. So it seems just about everybody I know golfs, except me.
I'll be out there in an hour and a half. Ambassador.
Yep, he's Lippo's golfing again today. You can take some pictures. You take pictures every time you golf? Because I've seen one thing of pictures up there forever on your website. Same set.
Oh, if you go to my Flickr account.
Oh, you have some new ones up there?
Yeah, I put all my golfing pictures in.
I have to go back.
Twice already this year, I've brought my camera and either my card was full or I had a dead battery.
Full card? What size card you got in there?
2 gig it was.
And you filled that up?
I filled it up.
You must take some big pictures though. Large size.
I had about 10 videos on it.
Oh, okay. That'll do it.
Yeah. And I didn't.
What about other sports? Are other sports fun?
What about track and field? I'm just joking.
No, for the runners and jumpers, maybe it's fun. They like that. And they like the training and they like the, spectators and all that kind of stuff. I suppose it could be fun. And for some people, I suppose fun to go watch. I like to watch the high jumpers and I like to watch this. I like to watch the volleyball players on TV and HD. That's always nice.
Yeah. There's some sports that are more fun to watch than others, I think. Like watching a car race, to me, that doesn't.
You like NASCAR?
I don't like NASCAR.
Some things about that are fun. It'd be fun to drive it, maybe. Might be fun to be there at some point in time just to, I don't know. I guess I'd find the Smash Up Derby thing more fun, that kind of car.
Oh, yeah. I used to go to those all the time at Checker Flag.
Yeah. Was that 46 or 42?
42.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to go all the time, too. I was friends with the Monahans.
Oh, yeah. I used to know a guy who was in it all the time, Rick Coomber. Mm-hmm. He ended up marrying Dan's sister, Beth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of... How it's funny how it all comes around.
So does he do anything with cars anymore, the guy?
Oh, yeah. He's still heavy.
Smashing cars in his yard with a sledgehammer.
He just fixed up a Monte Carlo. 70, I want to say 76, might be a 74. Big door.
Mm-hmm.
You open up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Big long two-door thing, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com. Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at bigjd.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at bordercityradio.com.
That really took something, man, with my...
Zap,
slowness of my computer is the thing. I wait and wait and wait for everything. And I, well, obviously I didn't quite make it, but yet I did.
That's too funny.
And I come to the song here from Lippo, and I want you to cue that up for us. What do you got?
This week is a tune by Queen. Queen, when I was a teenager, was one of my more favorite bands. I don't know what does that make me. I don't know what that makes me, but.
Makes you. Quite the connoisseur of music, I'd say. Because Queen was, more of one of those, they were very musically inclined type of, wasn't your average just party thing.
Exactly. They had a sound all their own. And then they came out with the album Jazz, which I think threw me, I was into Day at the Races and Night at the Opera, and then they came out with Jazz.
Yeah, it was a big difference. It kind of changed everything.
Yeah, and honestly, when I first heard them, Jazz? Why they actually came out with a jazz album? I don't want to hear it. I actually thought there was jazz on the album, but there wasn't. And anyway, one of the tunes on there, which is sung by
the drummer
Roger Taylor. Yeah, he. I always liked whatever tunes he sang on there. Freddie Mercury's awesome or whatever. They are all actually awesome voices.
But it was just something neat because it was different. Roger Taylor singing or Brian May singing tunes.
Usually Brian May had the nice song on the album for the most part. He had that kind of voice, whereas Roger was more like the rocker dude.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were going to get more of a straight ahead, something you could really get into. So this tune here is called Fun It from Queen.
Everybody in the morning should do a good time, all right. Everybody in the nighttime should have a good time, all night. Now we got a movement, don't shut it, fight it. Can't you see? Now you're moving free, get some fun. Join our dynasty, can't you tell? When we get in town, you're the one. You're the best in town.
My sentiments exactly. Roger Taylor, Queen, Funnit, Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Moving on to the Jabber quote. No, I'm just kidding. Tech Talk. There's something that I wanted to talk about, sort of briefly. It's Kodak releasing an HD player and a video camera, HD video camera. A little thing, small. Looks like a little phone almost. Best known for making easy-to-use digital cameras, Kodak, taking a big departure from its typical product offerings. Company released plans this week to sell a Kodak Theater HD player, a media hub that plays video in 720p, as well as the Kodak Z16, or Z16 for the Canadian folks, pocket video camera, a pint-sized video capture device, HD. I wonder how cheap that little thing's going to be. The Theater HD player. Lets users view and even edit their photos in high def, and the box does other neat tricks, including playing video in up to 720p format, music, podcasts, and also provides access to internet radio stations. Playback's controlled by the device's remote, and media is loaded via Wi-Fi, USB, or SD cards, and sells for like $299. So that's almost something that sort of kind of rivals the Apple TV thing.
Positively.
But obviously, when they come out from just anybody, they're going to play more formats, kind of thing.
Just anybody.
Yeah, just anybody. Kodak Z16 or ZI6, I think it is actually, a pocket video camera capable of capturing movies in sharp HD quality, 720p at 60 frames per second, and in the widescreen 16:9 aspect ratio. The video cam offers 2.4-inch display and an SD card slot for memory up to 32 gigabytes in size.
So there's the camera and then there's the media player. So
this there's two separate things that they're coming out with, but it's lumped into this HD, you know, video thing, which is really cool. A little camera with an SD card and take, you know, I want an HD video camera.
Oh, something fierce. The stuff that comes out of there is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. Just a widescreen video camera would be kind of neat just because it's, you know, it looks different.
The way everything's going.
Yeah. But having the HD camera, that's going to be really cool. That stuff looks so good on the HD TV.
Yeah.
You got to have the other little goodies to take advantage of the TV. You know what I mean? Like we get a big 47-inch HD TV, but we don't have HD television, really. You know what I mean? We watched some because we had the free-to-air stuff. But I mean, you know, you got to, even the DVD thing. I mean, you have to have the full-blown DVD player to take advantage. But yep. Then the movie's got to be in HD. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Positively, yeah.
So in most cases, a lot of people get that stuff, and you're not really watching HD. You're watching a big screen. You're watching good quality, but it's still not the full-blown, you know, package.
I think if you got cable or satellite, you're watching HD, I think.
Well, if you got satellite or HD cable.
Yeah.
High-def cable, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I think if you're going to get the TV and you already have cable, you're going to upgrade your cable package.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah. So I would imagine that a lot of people do take advantage of that. I'm just, I guess, speaking from my standpoint where, you know, we didn't do any of that really, so we rely on the other things to be able to take advantage of it. So.
Okay.
What do you got any tech news for us? Or
tech news? Well, the Apple iPhone came out in Canada. Well, it came out, the new 3G Apple iPhone.
Let me see it.
Oh, it's right here.
Where is it?
Right here.
Oh, wow. Look at
nice
that thing.
Say, look at that.
16 gigabyte. Call me.
I got jagged.
Have your people call my people.
I did go out, waited in line on what morning? Friday morning.
You know, Atlanta told me, though, that there was a couple places in Windsor that actually complained that there wasn't anybody there. You could have got them at the mall. I guess there's two places at the mall. There's the
wireless wave in the,
yeah,
in the
booth. And did you go to either of those or no?
I went to Tecumseh Mall. I didn't go to Devonshire Mall. Yeah.
They said they sold like maybe 15, 20 all day or something.
I guess it didn't really matter because I was not eligible for hardware upgrade.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I can't do anything till the end of August, but I'm going to talk to somebody at customer service. I'm going to wait till things die down a little bit. Mm-hmm. So they're not so overwhelmed still with people activating their phone and all that crap. I can't see them not giving it to me like a few weeks in advance. You know,
a few weeks would be okay if that's all that you got to wait.
August 26th. So is that 6 weeks?
Yeah, mine is around something like that too.
What you're
to be eligible to? Well, I can get another phone, but it's going to cost me. I have to pay for the. You know what I mean?
Got to pay full.
They'll give me
price.
I think $50 off. But right. When now that I'm halfway through my contract, excuse me, coming up, they'll give me $150 towards the phone. So a phone will either be, you know, maybe free or $50 or something for a phone. Not the iPhone, maybe.
Right.
But.
And you're on Rogers?
No, unfortunately, I'm with Bell.
Oh, so you're with Bell. Okay.
I still got to write out my contract.
Well, so here's the deal. I'm not even. My contract's done. So I could easily just hold that over their head. You'd think, okay, you're not going to give me 4 weeks for a hardware.
Oh, thing. Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Freaking out of here.
Yeah, if you're not really going to lay it into them, let me call and say I'm lipo.
Can you handle me?
I'll record it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're easy. I can be you in a minute. So, yeah, that was an interesting morning, I'll tell you. And, of course, it was, you know, it's funny how a company can release a product, a phone, a commodity, and it's on the news. It's like it was on the front page of the Windsor Star, and it was on
all
the...
That's huge stuff, yeah.
But it's not huge stuff. It's a freaking gadget.
True, but it's not just a phone. It's the wave of the future, really. It's totally different than a phone, really. It's different than the BlackBerry, and it's different than the most of the other smartphones. I mean, it's a far cry from the palm. It's like a little computer. So it makes a big difference, I think.
And it's really geared towards consumers. Just general, anybody can just pick it up and use
it. It's not just for the business guy that's buying and paying for the BlackBerry. Or the Palm Pilot, you know, phones, the Trios and stuff like that. And far cry from the Newton. Speaking of the Rootin' Tootin' Newton.
But the Newton is like the iPhone's grandfather.
There was a lot of speculation of them coming out with something like that again, but I guess this is it, I would think.
No, I think there's going to be
something. I can't see them coming out with just a... Will they come out with a tablet thing, you think?
Some little touch screen, yeah.
Well, it might be this thing, though. Oh, okay, yeah.
Just a little bit bigger.
I wonder if they just change this. They don't need to go bigger, I don't think.
You don't think so, eh?
No. I think they just need to come out with a writing capability on that. Would be exquisite.
I'm thinking of something that's like two iPhones next to each other.
Yeah, but you don't want to carry that around with you when you can just you know do it on a palm. You can write and whatever, but
you're right, bigger is not
we
not
really got to we got moving here. Need some new ideas soon, too. So, the Jabber quote this week, brought to us by...
Steve and Larry!
Fine purveyors of...
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Is the telephone fun? Do you think the phone's fun? Is it fun to talk on the phone?
No.
I don't care much to talk on the phone, really.
I don't care to talk much on the phone myself. I'd rather talk to somebody on iChat on my computer.
Yeah, because you can just shut it at any time you want. That's what I like about it. Okay. Yeah, okay, whatever. I gotta run.
Looks like I got a few emails from...
And what the difference is there is that when you have somebody on the other line that says, oh, yeah, you got to take off? Yeah, I got to go. Okay, well, did I tell you, though, that, you know, and they do that carry-on thing? You know how much that bugs me? You know how much more it bugs me when you're, and people around me that do this, when you're leaving somewhere? Especially, like...
I'm trying to get out of there.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, you guys take care. And then they, oh, wait, I wanted to show you this. You know what I mean? Or... Oh, hang on. Did I tell you about, you know, and you say bye 1,000 times. And on the phone, it's just as bad. Or it drives me crazy when I hear it. Somebody on the phone doing, okay, well, then I'll talk to you tomorrow then. Okay. Oh, yeah? Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you then. Oh? Oh, what's that? Oh, did he? Oh, you know what I mean? 1,000 times. It drives me nuts. I sweat. I do.
It gets right on your nerves. Yeah.
For nothing else, that's what I'm going to murder somebody over.
You want to scream and then...
Yeah. Anyway.
Fun quote.
Yeah, what do you got?
You're funny. It's hard to find a fun quote because when you're looking for
fun quotes,
it gets a little general. Oh. I got a couple here. There's one from Anna Kournikova.
Oh, okay. No longer with us. You think she was fun? I'll bet she was.
Who are you thinking of?
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of the big buxom model.
No. Tennis player.
Yeah, it was Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Always thinking fun.
Yeah. She was fun.
Tennis player. Tennis is fun.
She says, I just play for fun.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's pick that apart. That'll be difficult.
No. Noel Coward. Do you know who Noel Coward was?
Yeah, wasn't he...
He's an actor.
Son of Mo Howard? No, that's Paul.
He's an actor, I think.
Okay.
Work is much more fun than fun.
Work is much more fun than fun.
Fun. So he's using it as an adjective?
You think that's sarcasm, maybe?
And then he's using it as a noun. So the second fun is the now. So he's, it's more fun than let's go have some fun. Well, no, I'd rather work. That's more fun.
That, something wrong with that. I don't get that, actually.
Okay, then that's the one we got to pick apart until you get it.
Work is more fun than fun.
Right. So he's thinking that fun is an activity and work is an activity. The activity of having to do work is more fun than let's go have fun, like, you know, go to the amusement park or go
play. I don't see any difficulty in having fun, though.
But he'd rather have fun.
I wonder if it's sarcastically speaking, though.
Maybe. No coward.
That's the only thing I could think of. I don't know.
Could have been.
Because it doesn't seem like, unless he's just a fuddy-duddy.
I don't think he was a fuddy-duddy.
Work means more to him than fun.
That's right.
So, that's it?
That's this week's Jabber Quote.
Okay, I'm just going to fly through a couple more things on my list here really fast. Motorcycling, lots of fun. Parks, teeter-totters, swings, and that kind of thing, lots of fun. Swimming? Swimming can be fun.
Swimming's a ton of fun.
Sure. The beach, that sort of thing, barbecuing and all that stuff. Scuba diving, that could be fun for people. Mountain climbing can be fun, another risk, thrill-seeking thing. Fishing, mentioned a little bit. Fishing can be fun for people. I guess it's relaxing kind of thing.
Yeah, some people are right into it.
Boating.
Boating is fun.
Listening to music.
I love listening to music. It can be fun, but it can also be serious.
Or relaxing as well. It can be a lot of things. Music can be a lot of things. I think we need to do another music show of some kind.
I agree.
Shopping, the mall, that can be fun for chicks. But I like to shop. I like looking at stuff. Depends what it is, I guess. There's more fun things for us than there is for, you know, travel. I want to go to New York. Traveling's fun.
Traveling's a ton of fun.
And cooking.
I love cooking, and it is fun. If you're making something, you got a dish you're making, or you're preparing food for some party guests or whatever. I like that. That's fun for me too.
Do you have our, okay, what's that?
I was going to say, when are you in Atlanta having like a housewarming party or something like that? You got like tons of room over there. Let's just trash that place once.
Trash, yeah. Smash the guitars from the wall, pull the TV down. Yeah, okay. I'll be sure to invite you over.
Have some people out on your balcony.
Lippa wants to come and trash the place. When's a good time for you, Lana? Okay.
You're going to talk about next week? Is that what you're going
to do? Yeah, I was just wondering if you had the site up to see what we got coming up next week for the fine folks. And you can visit the Jabbercast website at www.thejabbercast.com. And of course, we're on live Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. WKBR.ca. We're rebroadcast the following Saturday at, I believe it's 3 p.m. on All Talk Radio still.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, we are.
Cool.
And next week, what do we have?
The human brain. Crazy as it is, it's pretty smart, but how much of our noggin do we really use? Are average folks as smart as Big J and Lippo? And we compare our percentage to that of various animals, like as far as their brains go. How big are their brains? Is that what we're going
to
do?
How much we use of our brains compared to how much animals use of their brain.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
So anyway, that's what we got coming up next week. And you can contact us, hear me out at thejabbercast.com or... My chingo.
I was going to say Lippo. No, that's not what I'm going to say. Go to the contact page, and there you find a My Chingo widget. You can click leave a message, and we get it, and we'll play it on the air if you leave it. Big JD's looking at one of our
listeners. He's got some pornographic pictures up on his...
That's one of our listeners.
Is that? Is it?
That's Rolf.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Look at
him, eh? Rolf's head.
And who's the girl?
It was just some girl that I know.
Got to be a dancer. That's all Rolf's into.
She's a bit older, though. I don't think so.
She's cute, though.
Yeah, she's cute and kind of older. But I remember...
Is that with him? Is she with him?
No, she... I remember Rolf just...
Maybe she is this morning.
...pointed her out like and said, look at the nuts on her, eh?
Jesus. I love that guy.
That's all he's into, eh? And...
Wow.
I mean, he's into all that, I should say. It's not all he's into. And the next thing I know, I walked by and I know he's got a bit of a... He's got a bit of a buzz going on, and for some reason, they put the show on for me.
Wow. Nice. He gets a video?
I've been shooting video with this camera lately. I should have, though. He's right in there. She doesn't seem to mind, does she?
No, not with that big smile. Jesus.
Anyway,
help us.
I got to go golfing, man.
All right, we're out of here, and we'll see everybody next week.
Thanks for listening.
Jabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.